Mix 94.5, it's Claire Z, Matt and Kimbo making Powderfinger fans very happy with One Night Lonely on the Powderfinger YouTube channel on Saturday, May 23rd at 5 p.m. our time here in Perth.
Very cool.
People are excited. Now, guys, it's the 14th of May. We're almost exactly 5 months to the day that we say goodbye to our mate, Captain Paul, down there at the Shore House at Swanmore.
5 months.
5 months on that moving and well-deserved farewell as he went off to, you know, fight the big sea, and he was doing his, you know, sort of early retirement and the rest of it. And guess who's on the line, guys?
Bauga, Bauga baby.
Our mate, Captain Paul.
Is
good morning,
Jay-Z?
Mate.
No.
G'day, bud.
Bauga, Bauga baby. Good morning, all.
How are you, Paulie? We miss you.
I miss you guys too. I really do. It's like, you know, yeah, it's hard sometimes, I've got to say. I still think I made the right decision, but I really miss you guys.
Oh, mate, it's not the same without you. But come on, you've got to tell the people of Perth what's going on in your world. What's happening?
I've just woken up and my electric blanket's on warm.
And you didn't get up at 4 o'clock. Smart man.
And it's freezing cold. I usually don't get up till 9 or 10 because it's so cold.
Yeah.
So, oh, of course, in beautiful Denmark. And how's your health going, mate? How's your battle been?
Health is good. So I have I've stopped the treatment because I was just too worried about the virus and everything else at the time.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I have. And I'm healthy as back to 100%. And just enjoying life. And
yeah,
not really,
good man.
Yeah, got to protect that immunity at a tough time, mate. Hey, tell me, it's been hard because everyone's been sort of in lockdown in Perth and across the state and around the world. But how about you? What have you been up to?
So lockdown in the Great Southern, and to me that's been fantastic. Really, it's like I think Mark McGowan's done a great job in looking after our state. I really do, and I've had a wonderful time down here because, of course, this is one of the prime spots in the state, and I've just been trapped here and having it all to myself.
Well, we
so
do.
I've been out to Parry's Beach, which is probably one of my favourite beaches in the whole state, and I've been out there lots of times, and I've had the whole beach to myself, where you can drive a couple of k's around the beach and just stop and have it to yourself, and it's just wonderful.
Well, we know you had big plans, Paulie, to learn a second language and learn an instrument and
build,
all of those.
Build a plane.
How's that going?
Domosi ducky.
Yeah, great stuff.
Did you say ducky?
Ducky, yes. That's like, good morning, Ducky.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were reading a menu.
Now, mate, you know I hate bringing up the paparazzi, but we have seen photos of you. Is it true you've put on more weight than Bella?
It wouldn't be possible.
I've certainly put on some weight. Because this is making you proud. I've stopped smoking.
Oh,
yay!
Did know that.
Another
well
one.
Done,
another
buddy.
One. Very good.
On you,
but
mate.
You're like 2-3 months in now, right?
So 1st of February I stopped.
Yeah.
So, whatever that is now, and healthy as, yeah.
So happy to hear that. That's brilliant.
Hey Paul, you've got to throw through. What's the key thing for anyone who's trying to give up right now or has given up? What's the key thing at that moment where you're about to go for that walk? What is it?
The key thing is willpower. It's willpower.
Mm-hmm. Where do
we pick that up?
Yeah. How do I buy this willpower?
Can we buy some online?
I always knew that eventually when I decided to stop that I would stop, and I'd stop and stop for good, which I did, like I did the two other times I've stopped before.
Yeah.
We're very proud of you.
Well done, bud.
Most of those times I did 10 years, so if I could do another 10 years, and if I live another 10 years, I'd be pretty happy, but
yeah.
So nice and healthy.
Good.
So no cancer treatment, but no smoking, and I'm doing. I need to bump my exercise up, and as we're coming to winter now, it's true. I'm fat. I put on weight.
Oh, Paulie, don't worry. As I said, my friends and I are calling it the quarantine, which is the extra 10 kilos we've all put on in quarantine, and it's okay. It's all right. We're all right with it.
Yeah. Right.
So it's not COVID-19, it's COVID-10 as well.
It's the quarantine.
Yeah. That's great. Hey, Paul, just before we wrap up, mate, you're getting a sense, I don't know if you're talking to many people down there, you're getting a sense in the southwest that people are gearing up for the state reopening?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And I think the way it's going to be staggered up, so we're allowed to go up as far as Durian Bay, I understand. Tom, our producer, is saying, so we get the access to the bottom part of the state, which is fantastic, because I'm going to come straight up and see you guys and come on the wireless and say hi. But yeah, so but look, I don't see a lot of people wanting to move around much here. Yep. Everyone's very content down here. So it's just that sort of place down here.
A sweet life.
I haven't even been over to Albany. I mean, I literally have been staying here and going over to. I've been to Peaceful Bay and a few other spots I've never been to before, which has been absolutely fantastic. And so I'm seeing much more of this area than I might have maybe normally seen because I've just been trapped in this area. So, yeah, so wonderful.
Right. And I'm sure Bella's super happy now that she's in retirement and doesn't have to come into work anymore.
She's...
she was sick of not being paid.
And I wish I had got a photo the other day, last night, a couple of nights ago, I forgot to actually get organised quick enough. And I put the Leckie blankets on, so both of them are in Walk 10. And I looked in the bedroom, and there's Bella, and she was upside down on the back with all the legs.
on the blankets.
She was just cooking. She was absolutely cooking.
Hot dog.
We're glad you're going well. Yeah. In particular, health, mate. It's good to hear your voice again. Remember, we're a team forever.
Yeah, we're a team. Yeah, I love you guys. Miss you heaps. And thanks for the call. And hello to all you lovely listeners in Perth and around the place. Miss you all too.
Good on you, buddy.
We love you, mate. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks, guys.
See you, bud.
Captain Paul from his bed in Denmark.
He's so dreamy.
It's like, ideal. It's 8:18.